gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
It's a freaking joke.
Could I make one point?
With the fate of human dignity in our hands.
Lordy, I hope there are tapes.
Oh, what's in the box?
The Brian Suits Show.
Good morning.
Good morning. That makes this enormous sound.
I did dip back into Once Upon a Time in Hollywood last night, speaking of Brad Pitt. I'm so glad I have that's in my stuff, I think, under what used to be Google Play is now, you know, YouTube. And well, it's such a good movie.
It's like putting on a warm blanket in winter.
And you know what? I noticed a thing. I'll tell you, but not that, you know, I think we're just talking to each other about this. But it is a terrific movie. I didn't notice that. Yeah, that Bruce Lee scene is terrific. It's phenomenal, right?
And Tarantino got a lot of flack for that.
He did from the Lee family, but apparently, whatever, it stayed in the movie. He said, "Hey, it's a fictional movie anyway. You know, come on." But then later on, Bruce Lee's back in the movie. He's training. What's her name? You know, Polanski's wife who was killed. He's training her for her Dean Martin spy movie, Matt Helm.
Yeah, Sharon Tate,
yeah, and it's in a quick montage. Anyway, it makes an enormous sound.
It makes this enormous sound.
Well, here's the thing. It's on in Ukraine.
Like Donkey Kong?
Oh, big time, yeah. And let me tell everybody that the Dnipro River Reservoir is about 10 times bigger than Lake Washington. It took 3 months to drain Lake Washington. When in 1916, when they finally cut the what was called the cofferdam at the Montlake Cut, it took 3 months to bring Lake Washington down to the level of Lake Union. The Russians have blasted a dam on the Dnipro River that creates this reservoir behind it that is the source of the water for the largest nuclear plant in Europe. And no, this is not a flashback show to 1986. And the Russians did it for a simple reason, because it's going to flood every paved roadway that would get you to Crimea. This was their trump card for counter mobility, as they say in FM 5.34, Engineer's Field Handbook in the U.S. Army. And so gigantic flooding at the last 50 miles of the Dnipro River down to its delta. Completely flooded. You don't have to run to a globe or a map. Just take my word for it. It's what's called a counter-mobility move. What we would call the east bank of the Dnipro River, Moscow calls something else. They call it the left bank. Because if you look at it from Moscow, it's on the left, but it's the east. It's lower than the west bank. And so it's all going to flood. And not only that, just because someone said, hold my beer. They also threw, okay, it's a freshwater river, obviously, coming from the north to the south, one of several great rivers that irrigate that entire area all the way into the Volga and the Don in Russia. For the Dnipro, the Russians also threw in, are you ready, 150 tons of oil. So thank you for that. So, I mean, it's a disaster. They just created a non-nuclear disaster by blasting this dam. And of course, they turn right around and blame Ukraine. Like they would want to suddenly limit their mobility as they're heading to Crimea. But so anyway, some of the world's most productive farmland, not in the Palouse, now it's not just water, it's 150 tons of petroleum on that land. So, I mean, no, you're not getting the full scale of it. If you bother watching the American media this morning, there no one knows what they're looking at here. But it's a gigantic, you know, I mean, the only comparison is that 79 years ago, the Germans flooded some of the farmland inland from the Normandy beaches to limit the ability of paratroops and gliders to land there. OK, but that didn't ruin the farmland. So there's that. More on that next couple hours. Seattle City Council today is going to vote on whether or not it should be a gross misdemeanor to possess with the knowledge that that it's fentanyl, that to possess and use drugs. Here, only one live human being was in the chambers yesterday, Sarah Nelson, the one from Fremont Ballardy. So we'll have a little more on that. So did you sit through the entire reveal on the Apple Vision Pro, Greg?
I have to admit, to my eternal shame, that I sat through a lot of it.
Dear golly.
Nerd alert.
Who's going to shell out that money for that thing? Did you catch how much it cost?
I did, and so did a live audience. I believe they were in Cupertino watching this massive screen and the big reveal and listen to the hundreds of people react to the price tag.
Apple Vision Pro starts at $34.99. It will be available early next year.
By the way, I hate it when people do that. It's $3,499. Is that $34.99? $3,499. Face computer. As someone called that enormous sound.
It makes this enormous sound.
$3,499. And you know, the big difference between that and the Meta Oculus is that you can see through the glass. Okay, if you want to be creepy to your kids. And it showed like some guy watching his two kids making a memory, and he reaches up and he just clicks one button and he has that memory forever. It's like, how about take the Apple Vision Pro off and be part of the memory for your kids.
Vision Pro is a new kind of computer that augments reality by seamlessly blending the real world with the digital world. It's the first Apple product you look through and not at.
Hooray!
Yeah, so you're wearing ski goggles constantly. And, you know, unlike the Oculus, you wear the battery on a clip on your belt. I don't know what to say, except I don't own that stock. I don't have a dog in the fight. But wow, am I so not buying. I have a list of stuff I'm never going to buy. That makes it right at the top. Yeah.
One thing Apple has had going for it for years and years and years is aesthetics. They make beautiful products. You see them and you go, ooh, I want that. These goggles look terrible. They tried to make them look cool. They brought in good looking young people to wear them for their promotional videos. And they're just ridiculous.
You know what?
Silly, stupid, and like you said, the whole time I'm just screaming out in my head, live in the real world. You look foolish.
I tried someone else's Oculus and was over it in about 3 minutes. And you played a game I had played before. It didn't add anything to it.
Fun novelty for about 20
seconds.
Yeah,
and that's only $399, right? Not you know, completely out of hand or whatever. That's a MacBook Air, $3,499 for ski goggles that can take pictures effectively. Oh, wow.
But you're forgetting, though, this is a big selling point here. I would shell out at least $1,500 for this.
Use your apps anywhere and make them any size you want.
I mean, come on. I mean, you can have massive apps invading your face.
In your face, everybody.
And then wait.
Capture photos and videos and relive your most important memories in an entirely new way.
It's like Minority Report, except you're not Tom Cruise and you look stupid.
That's a great movie, by the way. I think an underrated movie. And you know, there's two kinds of stepping on your Janssen. One of them is hiring that Bud Light marketing person. A bad marketing for a profitable product. And then there's just the thing that nobody needed. And that's what they've revealed. And by the way, those are the true believers that stand in line for those tickets to go to those reveals. The ones that went, the ones that go like this.
Apple Vision Pro starts at $34.99. It will be
Hey,
wait, one more benefit of the Apple Vision Pro.
And connect with people as if you're sharing the same space.
Or you could just get in the same room with someone.
There's that.
You have a real human relationship.
Is that $3,499 to do?
Oh, my gosh.
No. So anyway, good golly, folks. Anyway, if I see anybody walking around with one of those, it's like people that were walking around with a Google Glass for like about a cup of coffee, you know, or whatever. Remember about a month ago that somebody interacted with a newborn bison calf, and they had to put it down because It's not a calendar. It's not Disney. You just put a human scent on the bison calf and the mother's going to reject it. So it's dead. So they put it down. Well, now humans versus innocent newborn wildlife are 2-0 at Yellowstone. Now it's an elk. And this person really went to the mat for stupidity on this one. They thought it was a good idea to put the newborn elk in their car, the National Park Service said in a statement. How's that going to work out in 7 or 8 years? During a Memorial Day weekend, visitors placed an elk calf in their car while likely driving on U.S. Highway 191 in the park and brought the newborn to the West Yellowstone, Montana Police Department. The elk later ran off into the forest and its condition is unknown. Well, I got news for you on that one. Ever since the reintroduction of the wolf, it's been woofed. So, folks, you know, and this goes for Mount Rainier as well. Now that it's sunny out, you know, it's closed Monday through Friday, right? And it's only open on the weekends. There's many, many young critters up there. The marmot, the pika, leave them alone. My God, a newborn, because you scared the mother off. Oh, closer to home. Your Pomeranian, yes, it found a seal pup underneath that driftwood stump at Alki. Leave it there. It wasn't abandoned by its mommy. Its mommy is out eating delicious mussels and oysters and clams and other wildlife so that they can make delicious, nutritious, very, very fatty seal milk for its pup. And so it put the pup there. Your little Mr. Jangles didn't find a lost pup, seal pup. So people are just stupid.
People who need people.
Hurt people, hurt people. So speaking of hurt people, hurting people, so you wanted to elect a Muslim guy to your Sammamish City Council and then subject him to diversity training. What do you get for that? You get a 4.5-minute rant against political correctness and wokeness and LGBTQ. That's what you get. So now he has to resign because they just had diversity training. But oops, this guy can't have faith. He can't have a religious faith that teaches him and commands different than what the Sammamish diversity training said. This really happened. This really happened in Sammamish.
As my background as a Muslim person, it is my duty in my belief. Ya ayyuhannas, inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha.
That's a Quranic recitation.
He started by reciting a verse from the Quran.
So this verse in the Quran says, O mankind, O people, verily we have created you from a male and a female.
He goes on to say he learned a lot from the presentation, which he called an eye-opener.
People, we're created certain ways, but then to club certain people who choose a certain lifestyle and say they are among the minority, I don't believe that is the right thing. And I'm going to be very specific. The LGBT community, and specifically creating a Pride Month for them.
Fayan says people who identify...
He must be canceled. He must be canceled. That is former Sammamish Planning Commissioner Wassim Fayad. He made those remarks during a public meeting last Thursday. Don't worry, everyone. Before you put your outrage mobile in fifth gear, he's resigned. Many were caught off guard as leaders had just had diversity training. So he remains untrained. Apparently, City of Sammamish is represented by Mayor Callie Clark. She became the youngest and first openly LGBTQ plus member before becoming mayor. Anyway, she accepted his resignation effective immediately because you can't have those beliefs. Certainly not after your diversity training.
No, doesn't he see the symbols all over this great King County area? My gosh, they're ubiquitous.
Yeah.
It's driving down the freeway, going into stores. We saw them at urgent care the other night. You must comply, Brian.
Well,
or else.
Apparently, his religious belief is more important, or whatever. And So anyway, I mean, instead of just simply saying, Well, yeah, but you can make decisions objectively, right? Oh, okay, well, then drive on. You were elected to the Planning Commission, you know, so drive on. Instead, like the sort of we expect your resignation immediately. You know, I mean, that's all I can say is, yeah, I can be president for everybody. I can be governor for everybody. And if someone says, hey, wait a minute, you don't have a religious faith, I'd go, well, I don't have to defend yours. That would be my answer there. I honestly wish the guy had not resigned. I mean, is it okay to have those beliefs but not act on them? No, obviously, if he's violating the law and he's making a decision that you could, point to and say, ah, oh, look, see, it's his beliefs. Then that's a different matter. But, I mean, he gets to, you know, there's an open mic for all the planning commissioners. He uses 4.5 minutes for that. And, you know, I got to say, if he tags it with however, that being said, but instead it says, well, we expect him to resign is what we do. So anyway, that's where we're at. And I mean, who can tell me that we're not in a new that it's an authoritarian thought police sort to make an elected official resign for that.
It's just abundantly clear to me that societies have to have symbols that express their types of values. And there were big fights about this, especially in the 90s and early 2000s, about things like, oh, I don't know, crosses or Bibles or Ten Commandments monuments all over the country. And we did away with those, large in part, because of the arguments about separation of church and state and such. They've just been replaced. They haven't been done away with completely. Yeah. They've been replaced. Make no mistake, during Pride Month, there's a whole new set of dogmas, purity tests, sacraments. There's worship. There's rituals. It's just a different form of it, folks.
Yeah, and I mean, look at what happened to the Dodgers. You know, their rank and file of the players and the absolute overwhelming majority of the fans, of the money spending fans, disagree with a troop of cross-dressing men dressed as Catholic nuns who parade around and mock Jesus on a cross. I mean, I am not of the faith, but I do know where to poop and where to eat. And the Dodgers have done it. And I don't know how the NHL navigated that when, you know, all the Russian Catholic players are like, no, not my thing. Sorry. And then the rest of the players are like, okay, then not my thing either. But it's shadow washes over Sammamish, and Wassim Fayad is the character.
The now former commissioner claims he believes in diversity, yet wants LGBTQ people to live their lifestyle privately.
But to go and make it a thing to promote this in every movie, in every TV show, everywhere, teaching our kids and poisoning our kids with this, I don't believe this is the right thing to do.
What? You can't believe that. So there's that. I'm surprised they didn't call the county to come and take his kids.
Lock him up.
I know. Anyway, he can be my planning commissioner anytime if I ever get a city or something. All right, when we come back, stuff you need to know. Speaking of the kids, Microsoft paying a fine to settle U.S. charges of illegally collecting your kids' data. So we'll get to that and what we do know so far here on the 6th of June, 2023, about the Ukrainians evidently, who knew, who saw this coming, kicking off the big push today and the latest on the Russians releasing an entire reservoir 10 times bigger than Lake Washington. That also, by the way, cools a nuclear power plant, the biggest one in Europe. Back in a second, AM 770 KTTH. AM 970-KTTH, Brian Suits here. You know, I don't often make mistakes. There was this one time that I thought I was wrong about something, but it turned out I was right. But I know to shut up and admit a mistake when I see it. So apparently that North Face video, which I thought was way over the top, featuring a cross-dresser named Patagonia, and I thought it was a direct shot at Patagonia's political correctness. This is the thing from last month. It's real. It really was real. And this is from the Wall Street Journal today. Company's new cause, dodging the culture wars. In May, clothing company North Face released a video for Pride Month featuring drag performer Patagonia. The ad was similar to the one the performer appeared in for the outdoor apparel maker a year later. The reaction was not. I didn't know that they had done the same thing a year before. Within hours, called for a boycott, saying on social media, quote, the North Face wants to be the next Bud Light. One user wrote, aren't you supposed to learn from others' mistakes? Close quote. So anyway, that not getting in culture wars is the new hotness on that one. Here's a, hey, budding politicians, guess what? This thing is on. By thing, I mean that camera. Latest to be caught in the old on-camera trap is Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, the Republican from Colorado, one of the... Do they have a name? There's the squad with the Democrats, AOC and what's her name, Rashida Tlaib, and all that. What are Marjorie Taylor Greene and Boebert and all that called?
I believe they're part of the Freedom Caucus. No,
but that's their own label, though, right? Well, anyway, so this is what she said over the weekend. You know, the debt ceiling was passed, and this is what she said from Colorado. Over the weekend,
was ticked off. They wouldn't let me do my job, so I didn't take the vote. Once again, Washington's power machine shoved a multi-trillion-dollar bill down our throats, refused to allow debate or amendments, disregarded everything we fought for in January to actually allow representatives to do their jobs, and instead, they served us up a crap sandwich.
Crap sandwich.
Ladies and the country know I was against this garbage of a bill.
So since it is a garbage of a bill, she didn't take the vote. And, okay, I didn't hear about that, but that's what she said.
It was a symbolic profile and courage.
Yes, it is. You know, don't vote for stuff you disagree with. And so, but then the footage comes out from CNN of her missing the vote.
Uh-oh.
She was there. She's running up the Capitol steps, and a producer says they closed it. And you'll hear her heels clapping on the marble, and she'll say... She'll ask back, they closed it?
They just closed it.
They closed it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that thing is on, you know.
They just closed it.
They closed it?
Yeah.
So anyway, she's wearing a smart little outfit.
They did what?
Okay, so you missed the vote. You better hope that video doesn't get out. But then you fly back to Colorado, and I guess you'd just forget that entire interaction happened. But I mean, they have a camera on a tripod, and there's a producer there, and all that. So anyway, just, you know, be smarter, give your brain a chance on that one. Yes. Yeah, so as of right now, and it's the evening in Ukraine, the exact, by the way, Prince Harry is on the stand today. He's accusing different newspapers of hacking his voicemail when he was in college and upper school. Not, they don't call it high school, but he went to Eton, of course, don't you know? 432 in 1632 there. So they still have a couple hours of daylight. And the Ukrainians are finally saying, yeah, it's on. It's on. And they have several axes of advance that they're attempting. And one of them is to the south, and the Russians decided that, all right, Crimea is ours. You're not going to assault it unless you, bring your Marines or your airborne guys. And the Ukrainians do have Marines, and they do have airborne guys. But they burst a dam about 50 miles from the mouth of the Dnipro River and threw 150 tons of petroleum in the water because And so that's what we know as of right now. And I get the feeling that this is going to be a couple days of sort of probing attacks and seeing how the Russians react to it and where they don't react and all that. Because basically every direction east, you're liberating your country again. And or you're liberating your country in the first place. And so any gain is a good gain. And this is the fighting season. It's 2023 in my world, too. And I have Gore-Tex and the whole thing. But the a 70-ton tank doesn't care. It just cares. Is it dry underneath me? OK, well, then drive me somewhere and liberate some people or something. And so that's what the Ukrainians are doing. And so far in the first wave of attacks, they are not debuting the NATO tanks yet. And I get the feeling that those will be committed to a main attack, wherever that's going to be, probably towards someone who ignores their diversity training on the LGBT thing. And I forgot, do you have an Xbox?
We do have an Xbox.
So
my 6-year-old is currently playing The Hobbit Lego version on that system.
On Xbox?
Yeah, it's glorious.
Is that like Roblox?
A little bit.
Or Minecraft or something? You know, in the grand scheme of things, how much is $20 million to Microsoft?
A drop in the bucket.
I know. It's like the interest alone on their cash in hand in B of A, if that's what they have it. Microsoft will pay a fine of $20 million. Ooh, so that'll teach them. To settle FTC charges that it illegally collected and retained the data of children who signed up to use Xbox and the console. Now, is it your account or did one of your kids get an account?
It's my account, yeah.
My hard lesson was finding out that you can't play, that if you want to play with your kid and you're not playing on their box, you need a completely different system and then get on that server and all that. So I went through the rigmarole of telling it, that's not my Xbox anymore. Here's my new one. Here's the email address I'm going to use. Yes, send me the confirmation email and, you know, and all that. And I gave up admin rights on her Xbox. But this is a smart kid, and she knows that I may burst in at any moment, and the screen is facing the door, so there's no hiding. There's no boss button on that. But the agency, the Federal Trade Commission, charged that Microsoft gathered data without notifying parents or obtaining their consent, and that it also illegally held on to the data. That I don't like. Those actions violated the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act, the COP. The FTC stated, so the corporate vice president for Xbox, that Dave McCarthy of Redmond, outlined additional steps the company is now taking to improve its age verification systems. You know, you have to check a box and that, you know, someone might lie about that. So, I not to kill Hamlet in the first act here, but I got to say, not a lot of drama on The View yesterday.
Are you being sarcastic?
No. I mean, yeah. Well,
which one is it?
Well, there was not a lot of drama. No, I'm being accurate. It's, you know, he was respectful and he sort of set the tone. And you'll notice that the white woman who was lecturing him all about systemic racism wasn't there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They made sure to have Sonny Hostin and Whoopi ask the majority of questions and have the majority of interactions with Senator Tim Scott.
Yeah. And Sonny Hostin, who I don't know her anywhere except The View, a very, very attractive black woman. And she was trying to get him to say, well, yeah, there's systemic racism. But she wasn't giving any examples of where is there a system that has a gateway where you must be this white to pass this gateway? You know, in fact, there's a lot of pushback in the Ivy League right now because they're. If you check that you're Asian American, because you're currently overrepresented in a academic heavy meritocracy to get in, that they're poo-pooing, they're putting your application at the bottom of the pile. So, I mean, that's literally, that's the closest thing to systemic racism that I know of. And because he wasn't saying that, and, you know, because she said, well, you're the exception. Well, you know, point in fact, if he stayed in school and went to college as a black male, then, yeah, he kind of is an exception. And if he had a dad in the house, yeah, then he's kind of an exception. He makes those points in other venues. He didn't make it there. And I would have pointed out to Sonny Hostin, you're the exception, too. You were born with your DNA. So when you matured, you were beautiful. So, of course, you go in front of a camera. And I mean, that everybody in Hollywood's exceptional because they're unusually attractive. That's why they're there. They're not there because they can read someone else's words better than you can. My stupid union told me that by the end of this month, if the Writers Guild don't have a contract, we're going out on strike. No, I'm not. No, hell no, I'm not. Come up here to my new company and tell me I'm striking. Okay, you're my health plan. Just shut up. So anyway, because you know I'm a television or radio actor. I'm in an American Federation of Television and Radio Actors. So anyway, it's a worthless union. When we come back, a mass overdose in paradise. And Tim Scott, really the only highlight, AM 770 KTTH.
Lately drawn from the ways of peace. They fight not for the lust of conquest. They fight to end conquest. They fight to liberate. They fight to let justice arise and tolerance and goodwill among all thy people. They yearn but for the end of battle.
How about a little word for diversity, equity, and inclusion there, huh? How about some of those guys who were hitting the beach in Normandy for inclusion?
A glaring omission by our former president.
Well, a supposedly tolerant Democrat, am I right? So, anyway, it is D-Day, June 6, 1944, a virtually meaningless day in Russia, and I'm really not kidding. You have to be a scholar to even, because the Russians officially suppressed that anyone else but them fought the Nazis. So anyway, and it is D-Day in Ukraine, as they are now admitting that, the offensive kind of started today. And the Russians celebrated by bursting a dam on the Dnipro River. and like I said, to give you the scale of that, of what's going on, the reservoir behind this dam that goes hundreds of miles. It's maybe kind of similar to the dam between Hood River and the Dalles, but it backs up the Columbia River. The reservoir there goes for hundreds of miles, right, to the next dam. And that's how we conquered the mighty Columbia. And if you put a breach in it, like the breach that they put in this dam in Nova Zemyavava, blah, blah, it would take weeks, if not months, to drain, right? It would flood all of Portland, no big loss. But then it might take Klatskanai and Scappoose and Kalama and both Longview and the other one. So it's a big deal. It's a big, big deal in a war zone. And then if you went up to the Dalles and you threw 150 tons a petroleum in there, that might make sort of an environmental stink as well. So the Russians pretty much flying their flag today saying, yeah, we just don't care. We're, look, we dropped our last bee in their language. I'm fresh out of bees. A Texas sheriff's office has recommended that a San Antonio area district attorney file something, probably against Ron DeSantis. This is after last year's 49 asylum seekers were flown from San Antonio to Martha's Vineyard. And so this is going along the lines of kidnapping, right? So this is the sheriff, which is an elected position in Texas, too. And they, at this time, the case is being reviewed by the DA's office. Once an update is available, it will be provided to the public, said Bahar County Sheriff's Deputy Johnny Garcia. A spokesperson, we're not naming the suspect at this time, but you know who is, because yesterday either Abbott or DeSantis flew a whole bunch of migrants to Sacramento, where supposedly, they have the infrastructure to take care of them. And so Gavin Newsom, who's totally not running for president at all whatsoever, he is going to look at kidnapping charges. The Attorney General of California and the idiot governor are looking at kidnapping charges. And that it's defined by physical force or fraud. Good luck with that. That's all I can say about that. I don't know what the fraud would be. Get on that plane, go to California. Who's got relatives in California? Whoa, sorry. All right, well, get on the plane, go to Sacramento. I don't know if they knew what Martha's Vineyard was. I don't know what the fraud would be. Get on that plane, it flies, trust me. I don't know where the fraud is on that. But anyway, we'll see where that goes. Well, big day in presidential announcements. You have your Chris Christie doing a town hall thing later tonight. These guys are also rants. And Mike Pence, who is the least exciting person ever. I know really nothing about him as governor of Indiana. Had you ever heard of him as a congressman until Trump named him as his running mate? Yeah, I'm talking to you. Pretty boy. Had you ever heard of Pence?
Wait, say again. I was looking up an old video clip of Christie debating Marco Rubio, which is now infamous.
He destroyed him.
Well, I think that's what's interesting about him entering the race now.
He's a goon. He's a hockey enforcer.
A seasoned vet when it comes to debates and the debate stage. So I think it's interesting.
But the question was, had you ever even heard of Mike Pence before Trump named him as his running mate?
Well, yes, because he came from the talk radio world.
I'd heard that, and I don't believe it.
Exactly.
I think you're trolling me.
It wasn't like he was a massive name with national recognition before he was picked by Trump.
And if you are you out of the race if you were never in it and you announce you're not going in it, here's the governor of one of the Hampshires, I think the newest one.
To really kind of look at things where everything is, and I've made the decision not to run for president on the Republican ticket in 2024. Obviously, a lot.
So there he goes, John Sununu not running, which is different than dropping out. So I heard some people saying incorrectly that he's dropping out.
Well, I like Sununu. I include him
real in sharp guy.
My definition of the sanity caucus, but I think he's assessing the situation and rightly deems it's not his time. It's a very crowded field
and
already.
He's got a funny name.
So there you go.
You know who's really weird is Cornel West a Princeton professor or something?
I don't know if he is anymore.
He was like the most inarticulate person for his point of view. This is a guy. He is an activist and community organizer and part-time professor of, whatever. And so there's going to be a third party. You know how those go.
In these bleak times, I have decided to run for truth and justice, which takes the form of running for president of the United States as a candidate for the People's Party. I enter in the quest for truth.
You lost me at People's Party.
Funky music, though.
But of course, there is the Libertarian Party. You're wasting your vote. I love their ideas, except for foreign policy. But you come across as wacky when you're the candidate for the Libertarian Party. When you're the candidate for the People's Party, you're never going to hear of you again. And so the way it was explained, and I agree with this, is that every time someone announces they're running for the Republican nomination, an angel gets its wings and they pop champagne at Mar-a-Lago. Because this is absolutely playing down the 2016 playbook. Plus, you throw in the wild card of RFK Jr. Now at 20% amongst Democrats.
And being endorsed by the founder of Twitter, Jack Dorsey. Did you see that endorsement?
Yeah. I mean, how irrelevant is that?
It made headlines on social media yesterday.
Yeah, in between his kale-wrapped saltine that he eats once a week, he endorsed RFK, who, by the way, thinks that Romania and Poland border Russia. So, I mean, at least know the map. If you're running for president, just know that. Maybe you don't out there and you're saying, well, what does that matter? You're running for president. But will Joe Biden live until 2028? Because Nikki Haley's been saying a vote for Biden is a vote for Kamala Harris, and that might be a bit too true for the White House to take. Here's the question. Will he survive?
And one other one on Nikki Haley. She also said that a vote for President Biden is a vote for Vice President Kamala Harris. What do you say to anyone who is questioning whether the president would survive a full four-year term?
So let me just say...
And then she goes on for 2 minutes to just say and not answer that question. There's two answers. It's, I won't dignify that question with an answer. And there's, are you kidding? Of course he's going to die before 2028. It will be lucky if he's campaigning in 2024. And by the way, our RFK is saying that he's not even going to run in Iowa or New Hampshire. So there's that. And back in a second, AM 770 KTTH.